Chafayim and Aleph. We explained yesterday the two cases in the Mishnah, the first two cases of Masachei Bekuvya and Malva Beribis. Now we're holding by the third case of Mafriche Yaina. So what's Mafriche Yaina? It's my Mafriche Yaina. Hacha Tegemu, over here they were Tagim, which meant, Itekadme Yainach Liyava. If my bird goes quicker than your bird. So that's a type of gambling. So therefore, it's vital, like we said yesterday, gambling is the smachta, the apostle edus, because it's an oifen of gzela. That's the first mandama. Rabbi Chama, by Oishiyama, ara. It's a, you own an ara bird. Now what's that? So the machlekes in the Rishayim, Rashi says, ara, it's the lion, melumid, lahavi yainim mim kaiman, the base bailim. This bird is malumid to bring yainim to the house, back to the alkalcham v'yeshbem gezel. It convinces, it gets other birds, it brings other birds along to you, back to your house, yoyval, it's gezel. Right? It's a strong bird, and it goes ahead and can capture other birds and bring it to your house. Now,
no,
the other Yishayinim...
It's a natural leader.
Yeah.
So it's always the bird that goes in front and
then
follows.
Yeah, okay, that's what, yeah. That Melumad of, yeah, yeah, okay. The Kitza, that's what Rashi says, but...
What?
Yeah. So, the other Yishayinim, Ben Hananel and others, they learned the pshat is that you like tie the bird to a string, and it could go up a certain amount, and then it comes and it cries. So the other birds come because they cry, and then you capture those birds, you yourself capture. Like upon him, whatever it is, so those are the two pshatim and aras. We have machlekes l'gemara, what's the issa mafricha yainim? Are you doing a gambling type of thing, that you're doing, that one bird is chasing another bird, that, right, whoever's bird can run quicker, can win the race, or ara bird, a bird that gets other birds to come. The shat is how it gets them to come, but that's the, that's the case.
Gezel?
Yeah, type of gezel, you're getting other birds to come and capture.
No, why is it not public prep?
Why is it regular gazan?
More, first of all, yeah, besides that, why is the bird flying gazlan? If you capture a bird in the air, a gazlan, who are you stealing from?
Oh,
bird of hefker. No, so
maybe these birds belong.
No, so he's asking good. So he's saying manavshach. If they're hefker birds, what's the problem? If they're not hefker birds, they're regular stealer. What do we need?
Really?
Gazlan. We don't need to talk about gazlan.
He doesn't. The original Baal doesn't have the opinion in any way. It's only the Elder Rabbanan.
Oh, exactly. Rabbi Mazda knows the Masechtas Bey a little bit, whatever. That chulin, that it's not real. It doesn't just stop. It's not regular birds. It's birds that the Baalim think they're the Baalim, but they're not really the real Baalim. They by the Baalim, you don't really have kinyanim in it because they fly away. You can't control these birds. So therefore, some birds you could, but this type of birds you can't control, so therefore you're not really a gazlan. The Baalim thinks that he's, so it's like me'en a gazlan. The Baalim thinks he's the owner of the birds, but he's not really the owner. So the Gemara. Man da'ama yitikad me'yoynach li'yavon, the one, the man da'ama that says that the reason why it's possible, it's us to say this is because it's talking about that races, birds that you take, races, my time le'yama ar, why didn't he say the reason of ar? Why didn't he say that type of bird is? Amalach arim le'daka shalom. Ours only, it's not real gazel gomer, it's not real gazel, because you never owned it, like we said a minute ago. You never owned it, so therefore it's only Dakar Shalom. So that's why he said, that's not us. Uman Dama Ara, my time alayami, tekad me yonach liyav. And so like the Man Dama that says Ara bird, why doesn't he say anything to do with, why doesn't he say that the Issa is tekad me yonach liyav? Amalach, chayna masachah bekuvya. That's gambling, that's regular gambling. Why do we have to repeat the different case of gambling? We said yesterday, Misachim Akuvi is gambling with cards, and now Mefichah Yanim is gambling with birds. Well, the Mishnah wouldn't have to say both of them.
Maybe a different type of
asmachta.
One is relying on another person.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. V'idach, so what's the other mandama? Tana telebidas atzav, tana telebidas yain. One is your own, one is relying on yourself, and one is relying on the birds. V'tzicha, you need to say both. E tana telebidas atzmai, if it's relying on yourself, hasam udalai gamma makni, over there, udalai gamma makni, the amak, kimlu benav shayadi, dana tve. Over here, when I'm coming in, I think that I know how to play cards better than you. I know how to play kvitlach better than you. So I'm not
dice,
relying.
No. What? Dice, no?
Dice, whatever it is. But you think that you know how to spend the dice. You're relying on yourself. So when I'm coming in, I'm relying on not giving money. So it's much more of a smachta. So therefore, that's why he can't say it. I will tell you, that's the I know. You're dependent on your birds. No, maybe he's a little sleepy today. Emaloy, over there is not asmachta. And when you came in, you came al das to give the money, even though you lose.
You had no control at all.
Right.
You knew you had no control right away.
Right. So Mela, once you came in that I'm being mafka my money. So over there it's not asmachta. So over there you would think he doesn't become pasul edus. That's why we need to say both cases. V'itana tada b'dasi aynoi. So let us just say tada b'dasi aynoi. The Amma b'naksha talya milsa. You would think that over there no faket. It's Tali and his banging. How does he get the birds to run quicker? Every bailam, every owner of a bird has a certain bang. So he hears the banging, so he thinks, the bailam thinks, oh, I know how to bang very well, and therefore my bird's going to run quicker. So you have bailas over here. It's a male faket. Over there, you would think that he came in al-das not to give the money because he thought for sure he was going to win. I will tell the b'das atzma, emaloi. But over here, where is tell the b'das atzma? Maybe not, maybe over here. Huh?
Where's the toilet with that house?
By regular kvitlach.
Well, we also we think he has control.
Not as much.
So this is just a greater level of
greater control. Level of control. Tzrich, that's what we need, both cases. So b'kitzah, we have two cases of type of gambling. What?
To say that the level of asmacht is a little is off.
Meaning is clapping, less. Clapping because over here, hitting, you're doing something.
You don't really have control when you're gambling.
Well, you might not have them, but you do. You have,
the first side was, yeah, now right. There was... People think they have control?
Some people have control.
They do?
Yes, the casinos.
When were you there last?
I went through this yesterday.
Yeah.
It's called clock houses. Yeah. Very good myth.
Okay, talk to me about it. Mason.
It's called a stacked deck. You go into it.
That's called cheating. That's real stealing.
And they go into business with $1 billion to win. They don't want to lose.
Mason.
Yeah, okay, talk to me about Mason. I'm a sachik bikuvia. You're playing with chips of wood.
That's dice, no?
Chips of wood. Full of klipe guys and peels of nuts. The klipe are mine and peels of pomegranates. So that's when there's mesach and bekuvah. That's what you play with. How do you do tshuva from this? How do we know that you retract that now you could say this? Will be a diamond. She is supposed to say, and you break your dices, your pieces. What's Chazar Gemura?
Didn't we say yesterday they have to go? What did we say yesterday that they have to go? Oh, that was not the rivers?
No.
Very good aroma.
Nice aroma. So, and what's Chazar Gemura? That even for free you won't do it. That means without any money, you're not to lose any money, not to get any money, you wouldn't do it. That means you totally remove yourself from this game. You're not playing this game anymore. Now, why don't we just say Chazar is when you give back your money? You took money, so give it back.
You can't find them. There were 100 different people there. Who remembers? Who
okay, that's one echadim. So let's say only one person.
Because once it's not possible.
No, what do you mean it doesn't have the money? But so that would be tshuva. You steal something from someone, you say, okay, tshuva is Rabbi Heshiv is exactly. The Tariq says that it's not real exactly. That guy, Lamais, at the end of the day, who says he can even take it back? He was Miyash.
It
wasn't
forced.
It wasn't really forced. It was like Me'en exactly.
I mean, you're in Me'en Gazlan, he can't take it back. Because he has no right
but
to.
We said it was not Machni.
I know, but Lamais, it wasn't that much, but he was somewhat Gamma Machni. Who says he can return? It doesn't say any place that he can take it back. He might be a Gazlan by taking it back. It's not his money anymore.
This might be like the Daramaba.
The what?
Gambling, if you can't take it back, you know.
Right, so this is a tricky case. The Gemara found, the Gemara is telling you, so it has to be that you're stopping to play totally. Or, that's one time, or you say, maybe you could give it back. But, okay, you gave it back, but now you're going to have to continue, maybe he's going to continue playing. We don't want to see any connection, this guy's going to continue playing. So,
this mission says anything that's Me'en Gezel would make somebody a Russia?
Make someone a Russia, and you
just
can't say
Me'en Gezel, not
Gezel. Gezel Rabban. Milvavirbis, what's that? Echad amal, the basis continuing. Echad amal, echad aloyva. Like we saw yesterday, side of the person, the lender, the borrower. Beimis echazriyos. And when do you know that he's not going to be malvavirbis anymore? Mishayikru ashtarein. You rip up the shtars that you did ribis with. Now, what do you mean? Why are you ripping up the shtar? Let's say you lent the guy $100 and you charge him $120. He has to pay back $120. So why are you ripping up the whole shtar? He should lose all $100. I understand that $20, but how about $100?
That's real
Well, I have to give up $100.
You don't have to, but that'll be, if he feels so strongly that he tears up the star, that shows real tshuva.
Who says it's costing him money? He got paid back.
Which
is not from
the one thing. No. This is a mid. This is in the middle of the term of a loan.
Middle term of a loan.
Right, so why doesn't he just say I'm Michael de Ribbis?
Right.
But who says that? He
you ever heard of returning more than you stole? You still have $30,000. You have to give back $2,000.
No, I borrowed from you $100. You charged me $120. So the $20, I understand. I shouldn't charge
you $20. Do you know on a mortgage they make you pay the interest first? They make you pay the Ribbis first. Oh. I'm just saying, so you don't know which part of it is. So the whole thing is straight.
I'm just
turn it into a Millwall affair.
Oh, very good. Very good. That's not fair to say.
No, but why, though?
No, no. That means I'm not giving up the shtar. I'm ready to give up that it's not a Millwall shtar, it's a Millwall affair.
Why? It's the same. Why should I lose my position?
You're not losing your position. Millwall affair doesn't lose his position.
Right, but potentially
you can't. Cancel you a little bit. Right, potentially it's a Shvacher.
Shvacher, get it today. It can't be David as easily.
You can't run from the Shabbatim with a...
Right, it can't be David.
That's what he's saying. But we're telling you that, but we're not ripping up the shtar doesn't mean totally the loan is not there. Ripping up the shtar just means that Chayim say like Shimi that what you're doing is making it a milvah peh. It's now word of mouth, and you can't be grateful for Mishabadim and others. Now,
the whole way you can't mumble Mishabadim
because it's
Ribbis. What's word of mouth? The loan.
Now the loan's going to just be a word of mouth.
Oh, because
they're
tripped up.
Right.
And so then,
but it's going to be a loan. It's not like you mavata on the whole loan. You're just going to be a little valpet.
You're just changing a star, right? You can't just take out.
No, you can't just take. So you have another one.
So there's a whole.
There'll be a whole ace.
So the whole story has to be ripped up anyways.
I understand, but here's mashma that you don't see. It's not just that. The Yachzim ben Chazar Gemur has that. Even for a guy, you would not take ribbis, which means there's no issue taking ribbis. We all do ribbis from the banks, right? Right? So there's no ribbis taken from a guy, but still, you want to show that you have no shaykhs to ribbis, you'll stop everything. You'll stop even from taking from a guy. So the ma'avatim, africha yainim. What's that? Elu shememaran esayainim. Now what does it mean, memaran esayainim? It's you get the birds upset that they should fight each other.
This is cockfights.
I don't know what that means, but...
The roosters fight each other.
Right. Okay, fine.
A yona is a rooster?
No, the gemara doesn't mean yona, it means birds.
Okay. V'la yainim avadamu. Not only roosters, not only yainim, Ella afilu behema chayv oif. If you make behema chayv oif fight with each other, that's also an issa of africha yainim. Behemisach hazarasan. When could you return? When is it considered that you finish doing this do tshuva? Mishayishba is pigman. When you break your pigman, what's that? That's the tool that gets them to fight. That's that tool that you were playing with that gets them to fight.
It's a type of ground.
Frikha Yan.
This wasn't the same.
Oh, yeah.
It's
not gambling. No, it's
why do they make it gambling on which awesome. One's going to win the, right. The fight?
Right.
Is there an issue of Tzar B'Elchaim as well?
What?
Right. Is there anything wrong? Is there an issue with Tzar B'Elchaim as well?
Like they have hopping frogs. They don't fight each other. They have all these things. They don't fight each other.
So now, we're going to see the Gemara what it is. So what's exactly so what's Tshuva Gemura? Tshuva Gemura is that you break your tool that brings the animals to do this. What's Chazar Gemura? That was just a regular tshuva. What's Chazar Gemura? Even in the Midbar, where there's no birds, over there you don't do it also. What's Chazar Gemura? What?
Meaning you won't be able to steal over there.
You can't steal over there also.
So it's a stealing issue, not a betting issue?
No, this is not, it's not to do with betting, pashtus. We're going to see in the morning in a minute.
Well, it just means says that without an audience, a lot of people in the Midbar, you can't do gamble on it.
We're going to see in a minute. We're going to see in a minute. We'll see in a minute. We're going to bring two to our mission today, so we'll see. We'll have to put it together. So let's see. So now, Zokti Ma'avaita Milva Beribis. What's Milva Beribis? Sorry. You do business with payers of Shemitah. What's the tshuva? When it comes the next Shemitah and you are mafker, your field, you do not do dealings with shvi'is.
Dealing with shvi'is is if you do business, you buy from other people and sell. The only thing that's left is for yourself.
Yeah.
Why are we here? Don't you have to give back the money?
You're giving back the money also. Ketan, Oymani, Pliny, Bar Pliny. How do you give it back to? Who are you giving it back to? What are you doing with the money? You never. ani plani ba plani ki nasti masayim zuz bepei shvis. I made 200 zuz bepei shvis. And as soon as matan laniim, and the money should go matan laniim. Zot gemara ketana ketani mias. Okay, so now, so this was a brayse ketani mias. The ma'aser we learned behema, a behema. That means in mafricha yainim we said is uladin behemis. So bishleim elamanda amam. We had a machlekes. What was mafricha yainim? We had a machlekes. Is mafricha yainim racing the birds, or it's this arrow bird? So if you say that it's talking about that my bird, the racing, the birds racing, so you can have two animals racing.
But we said it's a completely different thing.
Oh, so that's what I said. So wait to hear. So we're going to explain over here what this is talking about. Here we're saying that it meant. Getting the birds to race and getting the animals to race. So that makes sense that it could be by animals also. That's what I was telling you to wait to see, to hear what we're talking about. El Lamanda Ama. That means that tool wasn't really going to get them to fight so much, it was going to get them to race. So Mela, it makes sense by behemoths also. Animals can't, they're having a running race. El Lamanda Ama Ara. If you're talking about it's an arrow, which means it's a bird that gets other birds to come. So behema bas hachiu, can a behema go ahead and get other animals to come? The chayas are going to eat it up. They're not going to let. They're going to protect the animals. So you don't have a bird. You don't have a behema that could get. What's the difference of behema and a chaya? When did your rabbi call you the chaya? When did Rabbi call you the behema?
Pretty wild.
You see the shavuos chaya.
Huh? Depends how tough you were, right? How wild you were. Right? So, Moshe, no? Your days, what they call? The ox. What they call you?
It wouldn't happen.
Oh, you
today.
Were good, yeah, not the Moshe.
Yeah, I was one of the heroes.
But anyways, so an animal can go ahead, a behemoth can't get any other, can't steal any other. An arrow bird was able to get other birds. So now here it gets a little complicated with the Menachanan Pshat and Rash Pshat. We'll stay with Rash Pshat the way we learned before. Aro was able to capture other birds. So now a behemoth can't go ahead and capture other birds. So like the Gemara, no, we found the behemoth that could in B'shar HaBar, a wild axe. But Kamandam HaShar HaBar, min behemoth, it's a machlekes what a Shar HaBar is. Some say the Tanan, Shar HaBar, min behemoth. The Shar HaBar is min behemoth. And B'Yisrael, min chay. So we're going to Kamandam HaShar HaBar is min behemoth. And therefore, you could go ahead and get this.
Why does it matter between Bechai or Behemoth?
Because the
Mishnah said Behemoth.
Didn't we say both?
We said Behemoth also. So we need a Behemoth that does it. Chaya, we know, can get other animals.
What's Chaya? The Kash was only on Behemoth?
Yeah, the Kash.
Which Chaya can get other animals?
Any Chaya, stronger, or a lion, I'm saying, whatever you want.
So the verdict is that they're not stronger than.
Yeah, a Behemoth is an eight-legged animal. So you can't get it. So we're saying, no, we found a wild axe. And Mara says, that's only like the wild axe, that's called a Behemoth. Yeah. So the Mara Vaita. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Haisifu, they added Alea, not only Mava Beribis and then Mesach Bekubi and all those, they had also HaGazlonim VaChamsonim. What's a Gazan? A Gazan is a stealer. Chamson, what's a Chamson? You force someone to buy something, to sell you something. So you're not really stealing because you're giving him money, but he didn't want to sell it to you. That's called a Chamson. In fact, the more Gazlan, why does the Braisa need to say that they are born in Asad Gazlonim? Dairaisa, it's Issa Dairaisa. So the more Lainitzacha, the Matthias Chayashayda Bekotten. Talking about someone that finds the metziah of a cheresh, a shaita or a cotton. So that's really not such an issue because it's a veda. You found a lost project of a lost item from a cheresh out of a cotton, where it's not really issue
da yais. How do you know who's the veda? I think it's talking about the cotton found.
It's fidget. What's it called? Those things.
Fidget spinner.
Fidget spinner, you mean today I have a gadada? You find those little things they're playing with today. What's
I always thought they were meant that the Kherosh Shot and Cotton found something and you grab it away because the Kherosh Shot and Cotton can't have a kinyan.
No, that's
crazy
bones.
You don't have to return it, it's called crazy bones.
No.
I think that's what I was referring to.
Because they don't really own it. There's no owning them until they become a god. So you have to know that the father didn't own it. It's not so posh. It's a big schmooze in Kedem and Tzius, what's going on. So, anyways, the demand because of it, so why don't you say this right away? Because it's not shchich. Why do we have to talk about cases that aren't shchich? Inami, the whole list is only dakas shalom. There's no issa be'etzim of Gzela. Right. So therefore, we didn't say it. But now, given the Chazon Tzav Sefer Maino, once we saw that it really is Mammon, the Kashakli, it's going ahead and taking the Mammon. So people are going ahead, and because Chimud Mammon, they're going ahead and they're extending that, and they just keep on going, and Chimud Mammon, and they're going to take other things. So Mele Pasilin Rabban, that's what the Rabban said. You know what, even though you're not taking any Mammon, but you're just taking Matthias Cheshire of a cotton, it's also a problem.
Yeah. Someone puts up a sign. I found a whatever. And then the guy shows up to say, "Oh yeah, it's mine."
Okay.
You know, has the simon, that simon. Okay. He's a Kairish right there, cut it. Right. Is he allowed to say, "You know, I didn't find it. It's a big mistake." And then he keeps it, saying he's allowed to do that, or he has to return it.
No, the end of the day, we're saying you have to return it. Really, Ika Adin and Derech, you don't have to return it because the cotton doesn't own it. Now it's not so simple because today's ketanim, even though they don't own it, but it comes from the father's money, so the father owns it. So you're really stealing from the father. Not just the simple halacha that you see a cotton. No, you see a cotton, you return it.
So, at what point?
The only person you're not allowed to return to is a guy. You're not allowed to return something to a guy. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to return aveda of a guy. It's a big shaila how the guy with the desk returned the money. It's a whole shaila. It's not pashut. You're not allowed to return aveda of a guy. Kiddush Hashem is not so pashut. That was the answer, but not so pashut. You're allowed to make Kiddush Hashem. Then everything. You know, there's Issa Lois Achanim. You're not allowed to give a guy a present. You're not allowed to give a guy a present. You know that?
My male woman a present.
Right. The reason why you're allowed to give her is because she's going to do your male better. She's going to be more medayik than you, or she's going to... Not just the Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is not just going to become mutter. Then what's the Issa Chanim? Every time it's a Kiddush Hashem.
She's going to deliver you on the car
for her.
She's
going
to pay my bills.
No, that not.
You can't give a tip.
Yeah. A tip is something else, because that becomes a Chiddush Hashem. Okay, what time? Let's just finish a little bit. Hachamsanim. You'll let us know where the Holy Shmuel, yeah? Hachamsanim. Yeah, Hachamsanim. Because of Dami Kayoev Akrei Ba'almu. It's Akrei Ba'almu. Given the Chazal the Chatvu, once they saw the people started grabbing Chazal Ba'abana. They started this Mele Ba'abana, and where, guys? Tana? This is going to be on timers.
How long does three lines take?
What?
How long does three lines
take? Yeah, it's a little more. It's about Tana. Either Sifa Alein. They added, the Baris, we just added Chamsan and Gazalim. Now they added more. Harayim, shepherds, Hagabayim, Ba'amuchsim. People that collect taxes. They also can Gazalim. So we'll see what that means. Rayim, Meikar, so what was the beginning? What's Rayim? They take sheep and animals and they're eating in other fields. It's just a fluke thing that they're eating for the fields. Given the Chazal to come a Chavni, once they saw that, no. They take them out on walks and they want them to eat from other fields. B'shad l'katchil l'gazim v'abon. The abon of the guys, Tati ma'a agabayim v'amuchsim, because of my decals, Luka Shakti, they take what they're supposed to take. They collect the taxes, what they're supposed to. Given the cause of the Kashakli Yisera, once they saw they collect extra paslenu. Okay, now what's the difference between agabayim and muchsin?
Different kind of taxes.
Different kind of taxes, or it means that...
Customs.